Good afternoon. We're bringing Sussex County Council back into session. This afternoon, we're scheduled for 5 public hearings as printed. At this time, I will turn the proceedings over to legal counsel Jim Griffin to explain to you how we will run the proceedings this afternoon. And I believe you have a comment to make, Mr. Griffin. Mr. Lang, who do you want to start out with? You,
Mr. Griffin. Yes, for the benefit of, I'm not sure if any party here present, there was an application by Ken and Joan Gilliam. It was conditional use number 1652. Yesterday, by fax, they sent us a fax letter requesting to withdraw their application. And since it was just received yesterday and not 3 days in advance, it would require that the council either agree to accept the withdrawal or proceed with a public hearing when it comes up later. And then make a decision on the public hearing.
Gentlemen, you got two choices, grant their request or just let the hearing go forward with no representation. It'll be denied.
I'll make a motion we withdraw, allow to be drawn CU 1652.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Dick, second by Mr. Jones to allow conditional use number 1652, Ken and Joan Gillian, to be withdrawn from the proceedings this afternoon. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Let the record show Mr. Phillips will not be attending this afternoon due to personal business. Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
The vote is yes. So 1652 has been removed. We go back to the top of the agenda. Correct, Mr. Griffin?
Yes. My name is Jim Griffin. I'm the county attorney, and I'll just briefly explain the procedure that will follow during the hearing. When council holds hearings on zoning applications are considered to be legislative hearings, council uses the information obtained during the hearing to decide whether or not to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner that's requested by the applicant. After each application is announced, Mr. Lank, who's the director of the Planning and Zoning Office, will give a brief report to you and to council about what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. And whether they have taken any action. If the Planning and Zoning Commission has not yet taken action but has deferred on an application, although council goes ahead with its hearing today, we likewise defer until we get their recommendation. After Mr. Lank gives a briefing on what happened at the commission hearing, the applicant will be recognized and allowed to come forward and present their case. If you plan to speak, you come to the podium, state your name and your address before you make your statement. That's so we can preserve your identity, the identity of each speaker. After the applicant has made all the statements they want to make or presented whatever witnesses they have to present, then people who have opposition or concerns about the application would be permitted to come forward and make their statements. After both sides have been heard from, then the options of council are to close the hearing, or in some circumstances, council will leave the record open so that additional information can be received on a particular point. But if the hearing is closed, that means that the record is closed and no more testimony can come into the record before council makes a decision. If you have a cell phone with you, if you don't mind, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. Does anyone have any questions? Also, if you are here representing a group of persons, when you come to the podium, identify the group that you're speaking in behalf of. If you have a written statement you would like to be made part of, have made part of the record, if you'll hand it to me or to Mr. Lank or anyone else up here, we'll see that it's made a part of the record. That's all I had. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. The first application is change of zone number 1607. The application of Marine Farm LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an MRRPC, medium density residential district residential plan community, to an AR1 RPC, agricultural residential district residential plan community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, for land lying southwest of Jimtown Road, also known as Road 285A, 1,000 feet northwest of Road 277, to be located on 19.84 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 11th of 2006. The commission was advised that Del.dot comments were not requested for this rezoning. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Letters were received from Michael R. Tyler in opposition to the application and the application for conditional use number 1678. The applicants were represented by James Fuqua attorney, Frank Key, Jason Pakowitz of McCrone Incorporated, George Truitt and Kelly Smith of Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Incorporated, and gave presentations. Due to the somewhat joint public hearing, because the site is request for rezoning, and the site is also proposed for conditional use number 1678. I also introduce this application, being the application Marine Farm LLC, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 RPC agriculture residential district residential plan community for a recreational therapeutic equestrian facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 19.84 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Jimtown Road, being Road 285A, 1,000 feet northwest of Road 277. Not wanting to sound repetitious, but I have to introduce those two paragraphs. Mr. Fuqua, the attorney on behalf of the applicant, provided us copies of a revised site plan, a copy of the original site plan for the Marine Farm, letters from Sally W. Fintel of the Sussex Consortium, and letter from Angie and Barry Sipple in support of the proposed use. We also heard comments in support from Gail Schaefer and Debbie Layton. We heard opposition from Michael Miller. There were some responses by Mr. Fuqua to Mr. Miller's comments. We heard comments in opposition from James Harmon, Ornia Kemp, Lucinda Allen, and Rosalind Allen Eccles in opposition. Ms. Eccles also provided two aerial photographs of the area that she had obtained from DENREC. Mr. Fuqua responded to some questions again. And on May 11th, the commission did defer action on both applications for change of zone 1607 and conditional use 1678. In reference to the rezoning, I did receive a letter by fax from the Office of State Planning Coordination, signed by Constance Holland, director, stating after review of a letter from Conaway Associates Incorporated on behalf of the applicants, it appears that the 20-acre parcel rezoning is a downzoning and is in compliance with the Sussex County current certified plan. Therefore, the rezoning does not require a plus review, plus being the preliminary land use service. Taking into consideration this rezoning does revise the approved RPC Marine Farm site plan, a plus review will be required for the revision to the plan. And that was dated May 19th. On May 12th, we also received a memorandum from the County Engineering Department from the Planning and Permits Division, making reference to the site, the use that the site is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. That there is no sewer service to the parcel at this time, that the project proposes to develop using a private central community wastewater system. A sewer concept plan must be provided to the County Engineering Department for review and approval. The department recommends that the wastewater system be operated under a long-term contract with a capable wastewater utility that meets TMDL limits for Delaware's inland bays. A review and approval of the treatment and disposal system for the engineering department is required, and plan review fees may apply. Disposal fields should be clearly identified on recorded plots. The proposed use is within the Inland Bays Regional Planning Area for sewer service, and Sussex County has undertaken a study that will consider the potential to provide central sewer service to the area. The study is expected to be completed in June of 2006. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet Sussex County sewer standards and specifications. When the county provides sewer service, it is required that the treatment and disposal system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the developers and or homeowners association expense. And they did then provide a checklist for providing a concept plan, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. The record does show and is on file. I have a copy in each of the two folders. The application for informational purpose of the Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding Incorporated. In reference to the conditional use, I received a letter in support from J.F. Ellison. It was received on June 2nd. That is made a part of the record. I also received today a copy of a large packet of information It's provided by Roslyn Eccles, chairperson of the Concerned Citizens of Jimtown and Surrounding Communities. And I will have to pass that down for council to review during the public hearing process. I only have one copy, or do you all have copies?
Yeah, it was on, I got a copy on my desk.
Yeah, David, sir, fill out, yeah.
Okay, there's George, you have a copy right there. I didn't know you all had one.
Yep.
So
we just got it this morning.
That is also a part of the record.
Okay.
And I have large copies of the prints for the site plan, which are also part of the record. I believe the applicants are going to show you on boards rather than have a large folded maps in front of you. If you'd prefer, just look at the board. That's.
I'll let the applicant do
it. I can pass them down, whichever.
We'll let the applicant do it with the board.
We'll see what it looks like.
That's all I have, John.
There are plenty of seats down closer to the front if anybody wishes to move closer. The way the application is going to be presented is the same way it was presented at planning and zoning hearing, as one presentation, although it has two aspects. The first aspect is a requested change of zone, because within the existing zone, this activity would not be permitted. So if the change of zone should be granted, then the conditional use would become applicable for consideration as to whether to allow the horseback riding activity within the AR1 RPC. Does everybody understand what we're talking about today? Mr. Willard, you represent the applicant.
Before Tim starts, I forgot to mention that before you at your seats, I did provide a copy of the resolution finding of facts for the decision on the Marine Farm rezoning back. Get the date. It's been a while. April 19th of 05. Before it showed the conditions and stipulations that were in place.
So item one of that decision would refer to this area where the 20 lots were to be located. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. Item one of that condition of approval was that the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 630, of which at least 432 shall be located on single-family lots. The 20 lots with roadway connection to Jimtown Road shall be eliminated. The roadway connection to Jimtown Road shall also be eliminated. That's the same site.
So this 19 acres is the area where formerly the applicant had requested permission to put 20 lots.
Right, that's correct. Okay. And a road system serving the project, the original project.
So now it's totally detached from Jimtown.
It's detached from the community of the Marine Farm, which is now, I believe, called Coastal Club.
Mr. Willard.
Thank you. Tim Willard with Fuqua and Iori here in Georgetown, representing the applicant. Let me introduce some people that are here. Jason Palkowitz is with McCrone Engineer. You all know Frank Key. Frank Key's kind of really got two hats on today. Although he represents the developer, he's really here as a land designer, and he'll speak to you as to their project. The applicants, those people that want to occupy this land, are the ladies back here, Carrie Shelley, Georgia, what's your last name?
Truitt,
I'm sorry, I forgot, and Kelly Smith. And they'll also be presenting some information to you in reference to what they plan to do there, what they'd like to be allowed to do there. You should have also received, I said Mr. Blank has indicated, a book on the conditional use that has some site plan information and other information that I'll be referring to. Mr. Lank and Mr. Griffin has explained to you why we're before you today. That is in reference to the legal posture. There's an application to put a therapeutic horse farm there, and it would be allowed under AR as a conditional use. It's not allowed under MR, and currently this land is in MRRPC. So we're asking simultaneously if you would indulge us to hear that and our application for the conditional use. There's also been reference to the history of these 20 acres, and I'm going to touch on it now. Mr. Key, who was more intimate with the Marine Farms application, will touch on it. And finally, at the end of my presentation, I also will submit a book of documents that should be public record, the first and foremost of which includes the ordinance which you passed for Marine Farms. And I'm going to put up the board just briefly. This was Marine Farms, LLC. The 20 acres was over here on 285. And if you refer to the condition of the ordinance that you passed, what it states specifically, in reference to the roadway connection to Marine Farm to Jimtown, given the concerns over traffic and safety issues expressed by the residents of Jimtown and consistent with the letter from Marine Farms LLC to Mr. Lawrence Lank, Director of Planning and Zoning in Sussex County, dated October 20th, 2004, Marine Farms LLC will remove the proposed roadway connection from the portion of Marine Farm to Jimtown Road. In other words, the connection from Marine Farm Road, or from Jimtown Road to the Marine Farm development would be closed, and they wouldn't connect. Obviously, the concern was having all those residents travel there. In addition, they said they would delete the 20-foot portion of the land with its roadway connection from the Marine Farm community, thus removing the roadway connection from Marine Farm. And what I'll give to you as far as documentation, as far as that concession, was a clear and consistent representation of doing just that. And it should be very clear that it's never changed or deviated, and it's not barred. The current activities that requested for it by no way is barred, because we're just asking for one entrance to what otherwise would probably be an agricultural use, but for the fact that they actually charge people, some of the people that can't afford, they might not charge as much, and that's what makes us have to come before you today, because it's not just a private use, albeit somewhat agriculture. The current operation of the therapeutic horse farm, and I know I'm not giving it the full title because I'll get stumbled up if I do, but is actually up on Beaver Dam Road, where they're renting some space, or have over the last 3 years. They've been around for a while. They actually are recognized by a national organization. I don't want to steal their thunder, because they're going to tell you a little bit about the operation and what it does. It's helping people that may be handicapped get treatment through horseback riding. What I'd like to do now is just ask Mr. Key address the issue of how they're going to turn this land over to this organization and why. And then I may recall you, reference the facility.
Sure, I'm Frank Key with Caldera Properties. The bottom line here is we're making a charitable contribution to a worthy organization, in our opinion. Basically, what we're doing is giving them 19.84 acres of land, that same piece of land that he referred to before, that includes 12 acres that would be cleared, and the remainder is non-tidal wetlands in a stream around three sides of the site. That all goes with it. The land has been appraised in the whole project. Frankly speaking, I'm a little uncomfortable with this, but the truth is that it's worth $2 million. We're giving them the land, and then we've agreed to donate $500,000 in services like engineering and architecture and things like that. And basically, what I'm here to be is a volunteer. I'm helping them with what they're doing. Essentially, I'm helping them with planning and design and management of the development and so forth, together with others. I'm not the only one. So that's it in a nutshell. That's what we're doing. And well, we're Mr. doing Key, it because we think it's good.
Mr. Key, to apprise my colleagues here of the proceedings of what we're doing, is you're saying that during the original Marine Farm application, this was not suggested. However, today, is it something you found out about the activity of this land you didn't know about? The therapeutic riding was there before you even...
Yeah, they've been occupying the land, so to speak, for about 15 years. Once they were in the barns, and they'll tell you about this too, but they were in the barns that are on site that are collapsing now. They moved across the street to an existing horse facility that I think stables about 25 horses. But again, they've got really more detail on that. That facility is closing to public boarding. And we have a letter from the owner to submit to you. When they close for public boarding, they have to have another home. Now, the stables and the track and everything aren't going to go away. The lady that owns it is going to continue to use it for her own purposes for the same, you know, boarding of horses. But the therapeutic horseback folks have to have a place to go, basically, and they've got no place to go. We have the land. We can't put the 20 lots on it. So... You know, we thought it would be a good use, and they can return to the land that they used to ride horses on. Now, we didn't know it because the owner didn't tell us that they were using the land. He simply told them when they had to leave, deeded the property as required by our contract with no encumbrances. And then we learned about it.
Okay. I have further questions, gentlemen.
Is that all you had, Mr. Key?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Give you a better look of where the property is. Can y'all see that? This is the proposed 19 acres, the equestrian area. This is obviously Jimtown here. Marine Farm LLC is here. I think we have another one up there. This is where the Pan Am stables are, where they're going totally private now. So the applicants have actually occupied this for several years as a tenant. And I actually have a letter I'll submit from them, you know, indicating they've been good tenants and they're just going private, so they're not going to have the room for them.
On the site, you know where the location is. It's in the level 2 area, environmentally sensitive developing district. It's primarily surrounded by both agricultural and residential use. You know what's in the works below for marine farms. There's obviously the well-established neighborhood of Jimtown down the road, and if you can see the sort of yellowish area, that's still agricultural use there. The site itself is largely wooded. It's bordered by one side on Gosley Creek. There was no TIS that was requested in reference to this. You've heard the state planning office letter, which is part of the record. I have another copy where they simply say, after reviewing of your letter, it appears that the 20-acre parcel rezoning is a downzoning and in compliance with the Sussex County current certified plan. Therefore, the rezoning does not require a plus review. However, if it's granted, they want to review the site plan. I'm going to put a board up and give you an updation of the proposed plan. This is at least a vertical rendition of it. It would have a parking lot in the front with 60 spaces. Currently, where they are, they're servicing about 12 students or patients, I'm not sure what they call, riders, maybe a week. And with the new facility, they expect to grow that to probably 50 in the course of a week, which is not a huge amount. You have 60 spaces, perhaps because three times a year they might have events that draw larger crowds, such as shows. There could be 60 spaces. There'd be an indoor arena, a tack room, 15 stables. I'll give you another vertical of it. And I think the site plan, Jason, that shows the... here it is.
Yep.
This probably gives you more information. This large pink area would be the roof, and by the way, it won't be pink, I don't think, but that would be the roof of the, maybe it will be, right?
Yeah.
No, but that would be the roof of the indoor arena. There's a horse run there, and the stables there, and an outdoor arena there. The tree buffer will remain, and this would all be pasture, and they intend to fence it.
Why didn't they just go?
I think Mr. P indicated that in addition to the land they're donating, they're going to be donating a significant amount of money to help them get started on the construction process. They also rely on grants. The facility would also be available to private, say individuals that might not be children that have autism or retarded or handicapped, but they also have some private lessons for a fee, and that helps subsidize it in a way, the program that they use. So the traffic should be minimal. There'd be two stormwater ponds, and I think rather than I get into the detail of that, I'll ask either Frank or Jason to talk about the specifics of the site plan.
Could you, before you sit down, could you just answer me one thing that just popped in my mind?
If I can.
You probably can. You're going from MRRPC to AR1RPC. Why didn't you just downzone it to AR1?
Well,
why the RPC designation for a stable that would be a permitted use in a agricultural district? Wait, you can't answer it?
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking I'm going to go call Mr. Fuqua.
I'm not
sure it matters, Mr. Cole, and I don't know if that was thought out. Maybe Frank can say. The reason we went to the AR is to...
RPC is why I'm wondering why you continue...
Why they didn't drop it.
Yeah, because you don't need it.
And I don't know the answer to that from the inception. To the extent we're asking for a conditional use, and these are...
But the underlying district, if the conditional use was discontinued, I guess you're looking for the development potential of the site?
No, absolutely not. And the only thing that we could do there would be to do the conditional use, whether it's an AR1 or an ARRPC. We just want the conditional use that's allowed under the AR.
Okay, my question was RPC. Yeah, Frank.
I think it's just a holdover. Actually, we only need AR1 in the conditional use, and all we ever intended to be is this, and we're giving it to them, and there is no development potential that we're connecting to it.
So you're transferring ownership?
Yes, we're deeding the property to them.
I think it also incorporated, you know, because the George asked me a question earlier, and he tried to maintain that the conditions still stood.
That's correct. There are certain other conditions.
So
for example, a 50-foot buffer between the residents of Jimtown and the remainder of the Marine Farm community, that would still stand here if the conditions all stand. We want to honor the conditions that are in the original Marine Farm, but do this.
If there were a concern about that, Mr. Cole, if it's approved as a change of zone and a conditional use, conditions could be put on it that it could never be developed in the future as residential.
Right now there aren't any. They're the same conditions as the MRRPC.
But you could
this
apply
is something new.
You could apply conditions to the conditional use.
Maybe that's something.
If you're concerned about development potential.
Well, I'm just wondering why they just didn't go to them and they are.
But I think Mr. Lang.
Maybe something sneaky was up.
Absolutely not. In fact, I think Mr. Lang probably touched on it the best, that then everything that was applied to the RPC, there can be no doubt that will still apply all the conditions. And in fact, if you grant this, you'd have those conditions as well as the conditions that would be applied.
It's a new RP. It would be a new category, so we'd have to put new conditions to this one. We can't use old conditions.
You could add the conditions.
Roll those over.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. But I hadn't heard that. Okay.
But actually, if you look at their site plan, all conditions are on the site plan, what they submitted into the record.
And we can add conditions
to
those.
Trying to get a clarification of where we're going with this.
Mr. Cole, you might want to add the word perpetuity.
Pardon?
You might want to add that word perpetuity in the conditions.
I can't spell that word.
Well, but Robin can.
The direct answer, I think, to your question is we're not trying to tag along some kind of development potential for the future. This is the facility we're proposing and nothing more.
I'll call up Mr. Fuqua and ask him.
Had you identified Mr. Key as the next speaker?
I was just getting ready to call him, yeah, just to talk about the site plan and any other questions you might have. So, Frank Key.
This will be mildly redundant, but only mildly. The facility itself is about 19,000 square feet. This portion, the large portion, is the indoor arena. The rest of it is two barns, a therapy and meeting room, a multi-purpose room, administrative office space, and a living space for the on-site attendant that will be there all the time to take care of the facility. In terms of what it is, and again, the ladies are going to tell you more about this later, it's a conservative
conservative but state-of-the-art therapeutic riding facility that's equipped to serve the present and future demands of special needs and at-risk individuals in the area. And basically, this is their it's horse-assisted therapy, promoting the physical, emotional, and educational growth of children and adults with special needs in the community. In terms of the site plan itself, again, it's about 20 acres. The wetland area is the tree line on this plan. Everything that's non-tidal wetlands, because it's on the impounded creek that is Gosley Mill Pond, is all being preserved. There are no impacts proposed and none necessary, including getting sewer from Marine Farm under the wetlands by boring to the site to serve the facility. In this picture, it shows some landscaping along here. They're actually, because the site is wooded and because it came up in the Planning Commission, we can actually preserve a 25-foot wooded buffer along the entire perimeter, including this area, and we committed to that in the Planning Commission. The site enters right at the top of the hill. If you're familiar with Jimtown Road, there's a the stream crosses the little narrow bridge here, and then it goes uphill, and that's the top of the hill, so we have adequate site distance and no issues with traffic because there's less traffic associated with this than there would be with 20 homes, which equals 200 cars, you know, or vehicles per day. There's an outdoor seating area here. There's an outdoor arena here. And then this area here, that's these light pink areas, are actually horse runs, like paddocks. The remainder of the area is, which is about, this whole cleared area would be about 12 acres. So roughly 5 acres being preserved as non-tidal wetlands. There is a question was asked in a letter from the Citizens Coalition concerning 100-foot buffer restrictions. There are no buffer restrictions around non-tidal wetlands. However, there is a minimum of 100 feet between every facility that's showing here and the non-tidal wetlands that will be pasture land. So it'll be vegetated pasture land for the horses that will serve as a buffer. The manure handling area is right over here on the farthest edge away, and then this, of course, is a fire lane that the fire marshal requires. All of the horse, the pasture areas, the paddock areas, and so forth will be fenced. This area is both for hay and manure handling, by the way, and as you know, the Nutrient Management Commission requires nutrient management plans for every site that's over 10 acres, so there will be a nutrient management plan here that they will have to abide by. The parking lot will be lighted for safety purposes, not for daylighting or anything like that. We're talking about shoebox-style lights that direct the light downward, not outward and upward. They won't exceed 25 feet, but that you need to get up there a little bit to have efficient lighting and have less of them. There is a proposed entry feature and signage here that would be done, of course, in accordance with county code. That's it kind of for the site plan. I'm going to ask Jason Palkowitz with McCrone to talk about stormwater management a little, because the ponds that are shown here are not intended to be wet, though they appear to be. I don't think that would be a healthy thing for the horses. But it's also not the way NREG likes it done, and of course, it doesn't apply to their regulations. But one thing that also came up in the Planning Commission had to do with the location of the facility relative to the residents of Jimtown. I wanted to address that directly. This map shows what we understand the boundaries of Jimtown to be, and I think there's a mistake in it because this piece of land fronts on Jimtown Road, so I believe this to be considered part of Jimtown as well. The sort of bluish areas are the wetlands and streams, and as you can see, that wraps around the equestrian center, which is here, our proposed equestrian center. The sort of purple area are homes. The reddish area are farmsteads and outbuildings. And by the way, this map is the Delaware data mill maps. These are not our contrivance. These come from the state. The light yellow areas are all agricultural areas. There was some testimony in the Planning Commission concerning the fact that there's no agriculture around the residents of Jimtown here. And quite obviously, there's a lot of agriculture out there. And I think you're all aware of the area. In fact, I can give you some general dimensions for context sake. For example, from the corner of Jimtown Road and Beaver Dam Road to the existing horse facility that will remain is about 2,600 feet. If you go all the way here, it's probably more like 3,600 feet. This facility is 500 feet from the nearest property composing Jimtown. But this facility is also 3,000 feet. So it's further from the proposed equestrian center to the corner of Jimtown and Beaver Dam Road than it is to this facility that exists now. One other little piece of fact is that the manure handling facility was put equidistant, more or less, from the residents that live on this side of the facility, as well as the residents on the other side. There are more residents on both sides to consider. So we sort of split the distance, and we're about 800 feet, for example, from the nearest Jimtown property at the stream. We also have the required Marine Farm 50-foot buffer between any resident of Jimtown and this property, and more, and then some. It's probably, in fact, right in here, 100 to 150
feet
of
that
existing wooded wetlands.
Forget that, Tony. Please.
And essentially, that is the site plan in a nutshell. And I thought if you would allow, I'd ask Jason to come up and address the issues of sediment, erosion control, and stormwater management.
Good afternoon, Jason Palkos with Macron.
As Frank touched on briefly, there is two ponds shown on site. The original plan showed one with the lots. These ponds are shown as blue for graphic purposes. Our intent is to keep them as dry ponds to provide both stormwater quality and quantity control. We'll also is the intent to provide bioswales where we can to increase water quality. A TMDL analysis was done on the site prior to the 20 lots being removed, which at that point it met it. This facility will have less runoff, less pollutants than the 20 lots will. So we've actually decreased the TMDL runoff. The site is currently wooded and proposed to be cleared to the wetlands line. During construction, there'll be the appropriate set of erosion control measures in place, including silt fence, and they'll probably want super silt fence along the wetlands to preserve them. As Frank mentioned, there's also the fire lane, but I think that's really that in the stormwater management.
Just before I call the operators up here, the property would be served water-wise by tide water. The sewer would be from the Marine Farm sewer operation. We have submitted previously proposed conditions, and they're already part of the record, but I'll just summarize those. All entrances and roadways must be improved by DLDOT. The development shall be served as part of Marine Farm RPC Central Sewer. The development will be served by Central Water for fire protection as well. He's talked about the stormwater management must be approved. All construction or site work or grading shall occur only between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Addressing will be subject to Sussex County mapping and addressing. The conditional use shall be for the operation of the therapeutic and recreational horseback riding facility, including three special events per year. Hours of operation will be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Lighting for the area, Mr. Key already talked about, shall be turned off at 10 p.m. There'll be one lighted identification sign at the site entrance. The horse manure shall be stored and removed in accordance with applicable regulations. Mm. And the maximum number of horses boarded at the facility shall be 15. And those we've just submitted to you for proposed uses. I should mention that this is on Sussex County Plan Commission's agenda for Thursday night for old business. Right now, I'd just like to call Kelly Smith.
May I ask you a question?
Sir, yes.
Earlier, you referred to this as a horse farm. Will there actually be farming activities in the sense that crops will be raised there?
No.
Or is it more a therapeutic riding facility than a farm?
The latter.
Okay.
I misspoke if I said farm to indicate that there would be growing any crops. The facility will be used to house the horses. There will be one caretaker, a kitchen, an attack room, an indoor riding area, stables, an outdoor riding area, and 15 residents that will either be in their stables or the pasture or being ridden.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Kelly, do you want to come up and identify yourself?
We'd like to come together.
Are you going to hold hands?
Yes.
I don't know if that will work, but you just, it's very
important. We did it for the Planning Commission, so we hope it's okay.
It's just very important you identify yourself
absolutely
before you speak.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just do that right now.
Looks like hear no evil, see no evil.
You got it.
We don't have to do that now. My name's Kelly Smith. I live at 26211 Cape Nick Road.
I'm Carrie Shelley. I live at 111 Main Street, Ellendale, Delaware.
My name's Georgia Truitt, and I live at 114 Quaker Road in Lewis. I've been a volunteer with the program for 15 years and a certified instructor for almost 1 year. I'm really here for moral support. I'm not going to give a speech.
We're all here. We're all here on behalf of Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc., which hereinafter we will refer to as the program. I've been a volunteer with the program for 4 years and a NARA certified riding instructor for the past 3 years. NARA stands for North American Riding for the Handicap Association, and it's a national organization under which we operate the program in accordance with their safety rules and their regulations. I'd like to start by explaining what the program is about. The program was founded in 1988 by Katarina Burroughs and the Rehoboth Kiwanis. It operated on the Marine Farm property off of Beaver Dam Road in Lewis for 15 years. In 1997, the program received its 501c3 nonprofit status. Then in 2003, the program had to relocate to Pandan Stables off of Beaver Dam Road, just across from Marine Farm property, where it's been operating ever since. The program's mission is to provide equine-assisted therapy, promoting the physical, emotional, and educational growth of children and adults with special needs in our community. Presently, we serve approximately 25 participants per week, whose ages range from 4 years old to 51 years old. Disability served includes cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, autism, attention deficit, and hyperactivity disorder, learning challenges, mental retardation, and depression. Referrals to the program come from physicians, schools, physical therapists, social workers, and also through word of mouth in the community. The program relies on donations from the community, as well as grants and fundraisers to support the program and the care of the horses. Our past fundraisers have included an annual Spring Beach Ride and Walk, an annual Fall Ride and Ride and Walk, and also pet photos with Santa. We have a small, dedicated group of volunteers who assist with lessons, horse care, fundraising, and administrative duties. So what are the benefits of equine-assisted therapy? There is documented evidence of the physical and psychological benefits derived from equine-assisted therapy. The gentle and rhythmical movement of the horse's gait is almost identical to the human gait. The horse's body aids in improvement of blood circulation, muscle strength, balance, coordination, and also flexibility. It's also been known to strengthen the muscles related to speech. This means for a disabled individual who is unable to walk or may have a difficult time walking, horseback riding strengthens the trunk area and surrounding muscles unlike any other form of traditional therapy. One participant who has cerebral palsy, and she's in a wheelchair full-time, is able to utilize the motion of the horse to strengthen her back, stomach, and leg muscles, as well as improve her overall balance. Now, this in turn encourages her to sit straighter up in the chair and also gives her more strength and stability to function during her everyday activities. One mother said her daughter's therapeutic riding lesson is the only time she's able to leave her wheelchair, sit high above everyone else, and look down upon the world. This is freedom that cannot be experienced in any other form of therapy. The psychological benefits are just as numerous and benefit everyone involved. The unique relationship that develops between the horse and participant fosters a greater sense of acceptance and independence. Learning to work with a larger animal, such as a horse, is empowering. It has a direct effect on individual self-esteem, confidence, and their patience. In our experience, these positive benefits extend to all areas of life, impacting their family relations, their social skills, and also their school participation. Therapeutic equine activities offer a variety of opportunities for growth and development. When one boy arrived for his first session at age 8, he was so heavily sedated he could hardly hold his head up. And at the time, he was being institutionalized for suicide attempts. Although he was only able to pet the horse and assist with grooming that first day, he went back to his counselor and asked if he could come back soon. That started a very long and meaningful relationship. At times, this boy and his brother were coming out to the farm 5 days a week. During this time, his mother stated, quote, "The only time you really see him be interactive and smiling is when he talks about the horses." This boy is now a young man who enrolled in public school last year for the first time in 5 years. He's worked hard to achieve A's and B's in school while also working and becoming a junior firefighter. At age 14, he still participates in the program by building benches and birdhouses for us to raffle off at our fundraisers. He now has dreams and goals for his future and even talks about working with kids someday. This participant is a shining example of the amazing impact the program can have on an individual's life. These stories, as well as many others, illustrate the positive benefits of equine-assisted therapy has on disabled individuals in Kent and Sussex counties. So what is the future of the program? The program continues to operate out of Pan Am Stables, which is a public boarding facility run by Pam Mosley on leased property across from Marine Farms. However, we have been informed that Pan Am Stables plans to discontinue public boarding in 2007 and maintain the farm for personal use only. Therefore, the program needs to find a new home in the area, especially since we are the only equine-assisted therapeutic program serving disabled individuals in Kent and Sussex counties. Although we have searched for property, we have been discouraged by the high cost of land in the surrounding regions. Fortunately, we have been approached with this generous land offer, providing us hope to have a permanent location in the community. Essentially, the program is returning home, since the land being offered is on the same property of where the program began and operated for 15 years. Since we have a limited amount of time to move from our current location, we would appreciate your support to make this amazing opportunity for a permanent home become a reality. The program plans on building an attractive state-of-the-art facility that would include a 15-stall barn, an indoor and an outdoor riding arena, small administrative area, and living quarters for either an instructor or a caretaker. At the moment, we have a waiting list for participants because of our limited space. This new facility would guarantee a future for the program in the community and enable us to expand our services to a greater number of individuals. Currently, we have two horses that are part of the program. One is owned by the program and one is leased. In the future, we do hope to add therapy horses to the program to meet the increased needs of participants. We foresee 15 horses at the facility as it grows in years to come. This facility would be for the sole purpose of the program only and would not be open to public boarding. The horses' vet care would be performed by a professional who would come on to the property to administer shots and also medication. The horse manure will be handled in accordance to the Delaware Nutrient Management Regulations. The manure would be stored in a covered dumpster and will be removed by manure service on a regular basis. The program provides 4 sessions throughout the year, which consist of an 11-week winter session, an 11-week spring session, a 7-week summer session, and then a 13-week fall session. We anticipate the program operating 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with 10 to 12 volunteers and 15 to 18 participants on the property during an active day. The new facility would also allow us to hold 2 to 3 special events per year for the participants and supporters of this program. Like many other therapeutic horseback riding programs, we would be able to host a horse show for the program participants only to display their horsemanship skills in a fun and safe environment. We would also be able to provide volunteer appreciation cookouts for all the faithful supporters of the program. And these special events would involve approximately 50 people per event. We have introduced ourselves to the Jimtown community and were warmly received by many of the residents. We offered the opportunity to observe Saturday sessions to gain a better understanding of what the program provides. Through the years, the program has developed a deep-rooted and positive relationship in the Southern Delaware region. We have current participants who have been involved with the program for over 7 years, while some adults who were once active in the program during their youth still speak of the positive impact the program had in their lives. This land donation is vital to the future of equine-assisted therapy in Kent and Sussex counties. Without this gift of land to the program could potentially be homeless. Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding has been proud to serve this community for the past 18 years and looks forward to meeting the needs of more disabled individuals for many years to come. Thank you.
You have a copy of that whole speech for the record.
This will be made part of the record, passed down to Mr. Lank after you read it. I have a question of Kelly. You have one horse that you own and one that you rent. How many participants can one horse provide for? I mean, how many kids or adults can
take
less?
Well, we have two active horses in the program currently.
And you're serving how many people on those two horses?
About 25 horses, 25 riders. But we also do use some of our own privately owned horses for the program, too, for some of the more able, for the, some of the more participants that are able to do a little more.
Because you mentioned two horses and a waiting list and some people being in the program 7 years. I just wondered how a new person could possibly get in.
There have been other horses in the program that have come and gone, too. We lost one horse when we first moved over. We also leased another horse from a program in the northern part of the state who they needed the horse back. And we are currently always have an eye out for other horses for the program, too. Unfortunately, they're a little more, it's a little harder to find that right horse for this type of work.
Thank you.
But we're always looking.
Okay. My name's Carrie Shelley. And Mr. Griffith, I just previously gave you a copy of what I'm going to speak about, so I think Lawrence has that. My name is Carrie Shelley, and I'm the president of Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc., and also a NARA-certified therapeutic riding instructor. Our nonprofit organization operates a program that provides equine-assisted activities for individuals in Sussex County and part of Kent County. Horseback riding is used as a therapeutic tool with a recreational component. Our equine-assisted program originated on Marine Farm in 1988 and operated there for 15 years before moving across the street to Pam Ann Stables when the property was sold. Caldera has now generously offered to donate a 19-acre parcel of land so that we may return to the Marine Farm property and continue operation. This offer could not have come at a better time as Pam Ann Stables plans to cease public boarding at the end of this year. Several of our volunteers recently visited the homes of Jimtown residents in an attempt to speak with as many people as they could about our plans. There was little opposition at that time. It seems that the individuals in opposition have strong negative emotions directed toward the development company. In the end, the developers will not own or operate this program. The management and operation will be in the hands of community members who have proven good stewardship through successfully and quietly operating this program for the past 18 years. Specific objections to our plan have been raised, and I'd like to address those individually. Mention was made of concerns about increased traffic. Our clients and volunteers arrive by appointment and traffic is minimal. Neighborhood residents may not even have been aware of our program's existence due to our quiet, low profile. Many of our participants will be entering from Robinsonville Road, thus avoiding any existing residences on Jimtown Road. Concerns about the potential odor from manure were brought up. We'll be operating in compliance with the new, more strict manure management regulations that will go into effect in the beginning of 2007. We believe these measures will minimize potential odors as well as environmental impact. Manure will be contained so as to avoid runoff, and there will be a stormwater two stormwater ponds to catch any runoff from the parking lot. We're also aware that there are wet longs the backside of this parcel, and our plan would be to place our pasture fencing to exclude those wetlands so they remain undisturbed. And there's also a stream that runs about three-quarters away around our property, and our plan would include measures to ensure its purity. It's also noted that Jimtown Road is surrounded by and adjacent to farms with livestock and fields that use manure as fertilizer. As a matter of fact, Marine Farm itself had been just that for all of its known history. The few horses that are presently being used by our program at Pan Am Stables were originally kept at Marine Farm. Moving them from their present location back to the original property should not have a negative impact on the neighborhood. I was previously the president and on the board of the Friends of Cape Henlopen State Park, whose mission was to protect and preserve the natural and historical assets of the park. I maintain that mindset, as do my colleagues. A responsible development of this property is not an option for our group. Finally, it appears that the reason for this hearing is to determine if our program is an appropriate use of this parcel of land. As councilmen, it seems one of the most important responsibilities is to determine appropriate and legal land use while taking into consideration your constituents' rights and needs. This parcel of land is in Mr. Rogers' district. However, the future of our program affects disabled individuals and their family members throughout Sussex County and parts of Kent County. If we are unable to relocate back to the Marine Farm property, it's very probable that we will have to close our doors, and this would mean the end of an excellent resource and support system for disabled individuals. There'd be a void in the community. Disabled children and adults will no longer have the opportunity to participate in equine-assisted therapy and receive the numerous benefits that presently enrich their lives as no other form of traditional therapy could do. This would be a terrible injustice to the residents of Sussex County. We're compassionate and dedicated about what we do, have an excellent reputation in the community, and are proud of the way that we've enriched the quality of life of our participants. We feel we've satisfactorily addressed the concerns which have been brought to our attention regarding the proposed facility. We also feel it's been demonstrated that the program is an appropriate use of this land and does fit within the community. We hope you agree and vote accordingly. If approved, we can continue to provide our much-needed services to the residents of Sussex County, as we have done for over 18 years, and hope to continue to do so for future generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you. So the owner of this parcel will become the Southern Delaware Therapeutic Recreational Horseback Riding Incorporated.
Correct.
That'll be the owner, and it'll be the board or whatever.
Volunteers.
And, okay, and it's not open to the public because there's no public.
Therapeutic.
It's not a public facility.
Not public boarding
not
stable,
public.
No.
Okay, we do public riding, you do offer public activities for the, like say the tourists are all down here, there's no activities where you
we ride don't trail there. Rides.
No,
okay.
We don't do like your hour trail rides.
So the only generally public use would be someone scheduling a lesson.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Meet your criteria, which is handicap.
Pardon? So
they meet your criteria that's handicapped in some way.
They
correct.
Serve non-handicapped on lessons.
Right, okay.
But the bulk of the population is the disabled.
Okay. Any further questions, gentlemen? Thank you.
I think so.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm just about finished. I just want to make sure I get a couple things introduced, and then I'll sit down unless you have questions. You've already seen this map on a board, which is the nature of the area that came off the state site. I'd just like those to be submitted for the record. I've read into the conditions that should already be part of a record that we've proposed, reference the hours of operation, et cetera, and I'm going to submit those.
Those items will be added to the record.
I was just handed today about five letters from Kelly or Georgia or some, and I'd like to submit them. One is from the Pan Am Arabians stable. It's fact from Pam Mosley on their letterhead indicating exactly what they said, that she's just going to have private boarding now and saying that, that this program has been a good neighbor. And the penultimate is I support SDTRHR being in the community. There's another letter from Jay Prettyman, who's a neighbor. He says, I live very close, and I have no objection to this being there. Another letter from Jeff Millman, who indicates he lives 50 yards right across the stable that they're currently using. And in fact, they use the property right behind him. He says there are no odors, no problem with horses being loose. The traffic is very minimal and staggered. That's a support letter. And then I have a couple letters from, I believe, parents whose children have really benefited from this program, one from Angie and Barry Sipple. There's one from Sally Fintel. And I also have a letter from a parent of a child that has autism, Dorian Kleinstuber, whose child has benefited tremendously from this program and would like to see it go where it's being proposed. And Mr. Griffin, I'd like to submit those letters.
Those will be added to the record. Anything further?
Just one other matter that I want to address and these booklets I want to submit. What I have here is something that I want to spend just a little time on because we take very seriously, and that is that there was some indication by the opposition that we're changing positions or conditions or things like that, which otherwise would preclude this. I've prepared a book that includes the ordinance which Mr. Lank has presented. I read to you what that original condition was in reference to this property. It's very clear from the history of the Marine Farms LLC application dating back to the fall of 2004, where they had their planning and zoning meeting and county council meeting, that this project or the developers were cooperating with the neighborhood and making concessions. And to the extent that there's been some talk of them changing what those concessions are, is just flat out wrong and is not reflected by the record. And that's why I have these books prepared for you. Tabs 1 through 4 have the ordinance and the minutes of this proceedings which led to the approval of Marine Farm. The ordinance is consistent with the minutes, so there's no deviation there, and that simply is that the developer would not connect this larger development to Jimtown Road with a road that goes through it, and they would not develop 20 lots there. And the intent was clear to answer the concerns of Jimtown residents that this neighborhood would might unload on their road. And in your ordinance that you passed, it actually cites an October 20th letter that I believe it was Mr. Key wrote to Lawrence Lake indicating what his conditions would be, and the ordinance adopts that letter as part of it, and there's no deviation likewise for that. They would remove the proposed roadway connection from Marine Farm, the neighborhood, to Jimtown Road. In addition, they would not develop the 20 lots, and they're not proposing that. This booklet and this record of minutes and letters to the town council, as well as to the Jimtown residents, is not so much important, or it's as important for what it does say, that is, this is what we're going to do, but it doesn't have any, it doesn't say anything more or make any other promises other than that, which is clear. If you look at tab 7 of the book, and if Mr. Griffin, I'll hand that to you now. I'll talk through it, and then you'll have it for the record if you want to look at it. In tab 7 of the book is actually a letter from Marine Farms to the residents of Jimtown. What also is pretty glaring about this application is what all they did offer. Offer to put in the sewer, the water line, street lights, sidewalks. And in that November 17th letter, it's identical to the letter that's written to the county, that is to the residents of Jimtowns. Given your concerns about traffic on Jimtown Road, we won't make the connection to the larger neighborhood through that parcel. In addition, we're not going to put the lots there. And it was very clear that it was the connection, and they're not going to do the lots. I'm not going to highlight all of these. The ones that I don't talk about don't say anything else about the product, but I just wanted to make clear to this council that there's nothing out there in the record that would speak otherwise. On tab 9, there's a December 12th letter from Marine Farms LLC to the residents of Jimtown. It's addressed care of Ms. Rosalind J. Allen. It's specifically the first point in that letter is addressing the issue of not connecting through Jimtown Road to the larger Marine Farm connection and not using the 20 lots, and that's addressed to the care of Ms. Eccles on behalf of the residents of Jimtown. The language in that mirrors what was adopted in the ordinance and what was originally proposed. And I'll jump to tab 12 in the book. And here it is, the fall of 2005. And the letters that I've indicated at the end of it, I think, reflect the Marine Farm LLC's commitment, and that word's actually used, to follow through. That was all that was promised. And as you see, is tab 11 through 14, our letters to Jimtown residents saying, we're moving ahead with this project, and the sidewalks and the sewer and the lights. Please let us know how you want to proceed. And there are numerous letters to that effect. So not only does the original ordinance and the correspondence confirm what was originally intended, but this applicant, the applicant to Marine Farm LLC has followed through with that pretty diligently. So I just wanted to make that clear. And I hope I have. Any questions, Mr. Rogers?
You're getting more like Fuqua every day.
Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I get long-winded. Mr. Griffin.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in support of this application?
If I may, can I pass this picture around? But I'm not submitting it. I want it back.
And before you make your statement, would you give us your name and address? Sure.
I'm sorry?
No, just get down at the end here when it comes around.
Okay, thank you. Gail Schaefer. I live in Winding Creek Village, Millsboro, Delaware. In June of 2005, my now 49-year-old brother-in-law came to live with us, and that's the picture of the gentleman I'm passing around. He's mentally challenged. I had heard about the Therapeutic Horseback Riding Organization through my therapy dog volunteer organization and investigated the possibility of Tommy's eligibility. I was thrilled to find out that he qualified. Tommy's been riding with this program now since October of 2005, and wonderful improvements have been noticed. First, his speech has improved. He must talk to his horse, Simmy. Tommy has a lisp, and that's a pretty hard word. He wants to say Timmy all the time, but I keep telling him, Simmy's a girl. He has learned to give directions to his horse, answer the volunteer's questions more clearly, and has even learned the names of various parts of the riding equipment. Secondly, his coordination has increased appreciably. He now gets on the horse without difficulty, has learned to motion the horse to begin walking, and his latest joy has been cantering, just like the cowboys do. He can't wait until Saturday morning to go see his horses. You see that smile on his face as you're looking? I can see it there. He doesn't even mind getting dirty when he curries his horse, and for someone who's very compulsive about cleanliness, that's quite an accomplishment. He even remembers to bring a carrot or an apple with him to feed his friend. And that's a week's time frame between carrots and apples each week. That's a long big thing to remember. He's also started attending KSI in Milford now, and he tells everyone about his horses, his instructors, and how he can ride like John Wayne. When Tommy first started to ride, you could see the tenseness in his body, but as the weeks went by, you could see his shoulders relax. He could raise his hand above his head while he was in the saddle and stretch without any hesitation. He's truly my cowboy now. He's learning to direct the horse right and left, and his sense of direction's improved as a result. He even helps on his bicycle riding when he gets home. He visited his mother over Thanksgiving, and he couldn't wait to show her his pictures of him riding and had to tell her all the parts of the riding equipment. He told him about the horse's names, the people that walked the horse, and everything. Quite an improvement for his memory skills also. I'm truly pleased that Tommy is now a part of this program. The smile on his face when he's getting ready to go Simmy or Nesca, his other horse, is truly a joy. As soon as he returns home, he has to tell his brother all the things he did on the horse. I mean, all the things he did on the horse. The organization has even found him some chaps so that he stays in the saddle better, and he likes wearing those. Again, he's a cowboy again. This program's done wonders for Tommy and for all those families that have enjoyed the benefits of this program. I know many people who bring their children to this organization, and every one of them has seen wonderful results regardless of the disability. This program is not just horseback riding. This program is riding for independence. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in support? You can come forward.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hickman Layton. I reside at 31309 Anchor Drive in Dagsboro. And I do have a poster board. Is that too large to pass around? Because Alex has been with the program a long time. And you can even see the barn and things there. I'm a lifelong resident of Sussex County. My son Alex has cerebral palsy. He's physically disabled and also unable to speak. And he spends most of his day in his power wheelchair. Alex receives many therapies in a clinical setting, but thoroughly enjoys the therapeutic riding because it enables him to feel free and independent. After all, isn't independence what helps us become the person we are? This is very important to so many people with disabilities to participate in the activities that allow them to be independent as possible. There are no programs like this available in our community to feel welcome and successful. It's designed for people of all abilities, of all ages. This is therapeutic riding is so necessary. I'm thankful for all of Alex has accomplished by being associated with this wonderful program. Alex started riding in 1999 at the age of 8. When he first started, he rode on a reindeer skin, as you'll see there, with a back rider because he was unable to sit alone. I was elated when Alex could ride without constant hands-on. Today, Alex is 15 and a saddle rider of both Western and English, as you'll see in the pictures. Alex loves riding and plans on riding for many years to come. I believe this riding facility has an enormous impact on our community, and he is looking forward to being in our own center and riding in an equestrian event. During our many years with this program, this dream seemed impossible. But now, with incredible opportunity, our dream is closer than ever than becoming a reality. The hard work of Carrie, Kelly, and Georgia, and many others have generally donated their time, money, and land to help our dreams become a reality. I feel changing the zoning of this property back to agricultural, as it once was, would benefit Sussex County and the many people who live here. Alex has learned so many things about horses, the care, and he aspires to learn more. By allowing the change of the zoning, we would be able to continue with this program and expand to better suit the needs of the community. Knowledge and independence drives us to do better in our daily lives. So please help us turn our dreams into a reality. Thank you.
Anyone else who wishes to speak in support?
My name is Sarinda Connor, and I live at 15344 Hudson Road in Milton, Delaware. I am obviously here in support of the program. I'm not going to pass out all of these articles, but I have multiple articles from the News Journal, the Washington Times, the Salisbury newspapers, all explaining the benefits of therapeutic riding. People in these articles are lucky enough, as you can see from this picture possibly, to have their own indoor facility and have their own land, which is a blessing. I have a few other magazines that I've found resources in that I always provide for people when I'm doing presentations. I have a Christian magazine that had an article about behaviorally challenged students and the benefits that it has provided for them. I have a nationally recognized magazine, Child Magazine, that has an article about a gentleman named Saunders Dixon from up in Thorncroft. Our original director trained under this man, and I had volunteered originally with the program until my children were born. My horse also happens to be the spotted one that you saw in the pictures. I have an internationally recognized magazine that touts the benefits of therapeutic riding. I've got many other articles, information that I've pulled off the internet, so we make sure that we're in compliance with the equine waste management laws of Delaware, because I know that is a very important factor. Some of the concerns that the Jimtown residents have brought up, I had taken the time to look at the planning and zoning minutes, and there were quite a few concerns. I can greatly understand the concerns of the residents with something different or what they presume to be different coming into their neighborhood. I, too, recently spoke at planning and zoning against one of Mr. Fuqua's developments, and you know, traffic was a concern that I had at my location. They've addressed that. I'm not going to revisit that. One of the things that the Jimtown residents was concerned about was dust from the animals. Horses create little dust. A contained manure facility like they're proposing won't create a lot of dust. The farm fields on the other side of Beaver Dam Road create a lot more dust than we certainly will create. Allergies was an issue that the residents brought up. Again, yes, I can understand people with concerns for allergies. Some of my children have allergies. But we've had horses in this neighborhood for years. I have taken the time to drive Jimtown Road many times and looking, borrow their charts, looking at how things are laid out, where we are now, Prettyman's farm down here, who I think Mr. Prettyman, if I recall, had submitted a letter, had he not, in favor. As far as the allergy issues, they're surrounded by animals on all sides, so you've got wind already bringing whatever allergy concerns that they already have. We are not adding to the problem. The smell was something that I know Mr. Miller had addressed as an issue at planning and zoning and in one of the newspaper articles. I grew up on a small farm. I had horses, cows, pigs, the whole gamut of farm animals. Having been off of a farm for a number of years, I drive past the Hopkins farm, and you can smell the cows when you go by. I can stand 30 feet away, which is approximately from here to the back of this room, from the manure pit that's at the Pan Am stables, and even on a warm day, get very little aroma from an open manure pit. And that's 25 horses using that facility. So when I argued against the proposed development that Mr. Fuqua was representing, I have a concern of someone being 100 feet off my back porch. I'd rather have this barn with 15 horses that 100 feet off my back porch than a single house. I'm a little bit concerned about the neighborhood kids that might be moving in being able to see my house because of my private location. And as far as our fundraising events, you'll be able to see I have a letter prepared that I will pass out for each one of you to read at a later date. We will be wrapped up with our fundraising events by 9 o'clock at night. There will be very little noise. I had heard a rumor that the residents had thought that there was supposed to be a park being put in there. I would be concerned with that location as being a public park if that was my neighborhood. Again, having driven Jimtown Road so much, I've seen nothing but improvement in the houses on that road. Having a public park there, I'd be concerned about kids trying to go in there to party at night, drug transactions, different things happening that in any neighborhood, I wouldn't want to park that far away from good police monitoring where it could endanger my neighborhood. And another issue, the last issue that they had brought up was wildlife being brought into the area. There are a few properties that I've seen on Jimtown Road where a fox, a raccoon, a skunk could take up residence. There's a few houses that have fallen into disrepair, probably because someone passed away, that I would be concerned about one of these animals approaching my residence on Jimtown Road coming off of one of those properties as opposed to a well-maintained facility. One of the things that I never had a chance to mention to Carrie as I was driving the road just this morning, again, was the amount of cleanup that needs to be maintained at that end of the road. A lot of people have used it for public dumping at that end. Our facility being there could be a boon to the residents of Jimtown by providing the opportunity to increase their property values, having such a nice facility. And I would gladly ask the youth group at my church to help come out and pick up the road even more and just raise everybody's property values at that location and make it a plus for their neighborhood instead of something that they need to look at as a concern. Thank you.
Does that conclude all the people who wish to speak in support of, or were you not finished?
I'm sorry. I wanted to just read you one small thing on here. I have attached it to the letters for you. I saw a child who couldn't walk, sit on a horse, laugh, and talk. I saw a child who could only crawl, mount up a horse, and sit tall. I saw a child born into strife, take up and hold the reins of life. And that same child was heard to say, "Thank you for showing me the way." I'm asking you gentlemen to show the community the way that we can be a leader in this community to make them proud of having us as their neighbor. Who would?
Thank you. Mr. Willard, did you have anything else?
No, sir.
Now would be the time when, if there's anyone here who opposes this application, for you to come forward and make your statements. When you come to the podium, if you would please, as we've done with other speakers, state your name and your address.
I am Lucinda Allen from the Jimtown community. I have lived in Jimtown for almost 60 years. And I really had not heard anything until the last meeting night about a park. That was news to me until the last meeting we had here. I did not know anything about the park, so. And another thing that I was very concerned about was the road that's going between my property and some rental property we have there. I don't know how we ever lost that land because it was previously a right-of-way because we could not landlock the people who lived behind there. But somehow it got in the hands of somebody else. Now, I don't know anything about that, but we have talked about that with someone that owned the land. So I hope that we can get that cleared out because that was originally did not belong to them. It was part of the land that was next door to our property. But when they talk about therapy, I'm happy about therapy. But I do not want someone to gain therapy to lose my sanity. I don't want to lose my sanity for somebody else's therapy. So they're talking about a farm. I wish there was still a farm there. I love to see crops. I'd rather see crops than see horses, to tell the truth. I think I stayed here the last time. I do not like horses. But that's something else. And they're saying they have nowhere to go. I can sympathize with that. I sympathize greatly with someone who has no place to go. Because I can remember back in the early 40s, I was a girl of 15. I lived at Clarksville. I had to stay with somebody in Frankfort in order to get to school. My sister stayed at Frankfort. I had to stay with her all the week. I had to leave home at an early age to stay in Frankfort because they had a school about 4 miles from me that I could not attend because I was the wrong person. I came up here to Georgetown. I was on the streets of Georgetown one night with nowhere to go. So I can sympathize with somebody with nowhere to go. I was walking on the street because I was in a play right down at the Georgetown school here with nowhere to go, Halloween night. So I can sympathize with somewhere with nowhere to go. And I wish they could find a place to go, but I'm hoping it's not in Jimtown. But anyway, someone did come along and gave me a place to stay for the night. And then, finishing school, I married. I came over to Jimtown. I've been in Jimtown almost 60 years. I raised a family in Jimtown, but Jimtown at that point was the only place I could go. I could not go live with other in other areas. I could not even buy a home in other areas. I did not have the money, and I was not even allowed in those neighborhoods. So Jimtown was my safe haven. And I do not want my way of life, my peace, my calmness, to be invaded at this, in any way, at this stage of my life. I lacked a few months, thank God, of being 80 years old. And I do not want my way of life destroyed. I was so happy. I'm so happy because I was able, even with not being allowed in the schools, I was able to say, this is not the way my children are growing up. And in two generations, we've had every one of my children have gone to college. We've had 23 consecutive years of college education. And we've had, this year, we've had two grandchildren. And I have great-grandchildren. And I want them to have a place to come in Jimtown. I don't want to say one day that you're going to have to get out of Jimtown or we're going to do this to Jimtown. It seems like to me they're moving traffic in, they're moving people out of the neighborhoods they've been in for years. And that is why I want to hold on to Jimtown. I love Jimtown, and I don't want to be moved out. I don't want them any way to destroy Jimtown.
Thank you. Ms. Al. From the legal counsel's presentation, Mr. Willard, stated that the therapeutic riding has been here for over 15 years.
Yes.
How have they offended you, affected your way of life, or disturbed you since they've been there?
Well, how have they? They have not destroyed me. They have not affected my way of life. I don't want a lot of people coming in. But you know now that there's more people coming in this area. But they haven't destroyed me at all.
But you understand that during their presentation, their main concern was your concerns also. And that this is a private facility for handicap challenged or just for lessons by appointment.
Yes.
And that would keep the traffic down. And you have attended every hearing that's been before this body, that during the development stage, it immensely changed from what the proposed plan was to today, to not to disturb Jimtown at all. And the high priority of the Marine Farm, or whatever it's called today, was to answer every concern that you had before this body, and I think that was addressed. So they've been here for 15 years now. They didn't know they had to leave. They left, and now that all said and done, they've been asked to have to come back to their home. And also, there's 41 acres on this property, I believe, protected for the eagle. And you know, they're not very loud at what they do. So my concern was, it's not like it's a new application. It's just they're coming home and cleaning up their facility is what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, my concern is your concern. I don't think anybody wants to displace Jimtown residents. It's an icon, a history area.
It is.
And nothing we want to do to see that change. And the application before us today, their concerns are your concerns. And I think that anything that you have asked, they've gone above and beyond to try to address those concerns.
Well, I really haven't really about the whole thing about the Marine Farms and everything. I really didn't need all these things that they were promised. And they really have not, at this point, done anything to disturb me. I'm saying I do not want to be disturbed. I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want them to do anybody to come into Jimtown and disturb me. And I, like I said, I feel sorry that they have no place to go. Because I know how it feels to have no place to go, of course.
But you did say that in the last 15 years they've not disturbed you.
I haven't been disturbed, but I did, to tell the truth, I was out of Jimtown for a couple of years because I remarried, but I moved back home. So now I don't want to be disturbed. I've moved home to die.
And you do understand that this property would be deeded to the equestrian personnel and out of the hands of the developer, and that developer is 20 more acres further away from you, and it's not even going to be near you at all now. You understand that, correct?
I heard what they said.
Okay.
I heard what they said.
I want to make sure all your concerns
are... Yeah, well, I'm saying I heard what they said.
Well, if they deed that property to this equestrian therapeutic riding, where it was called, it will no longer be.
But I heard what they said.
But you heard what they said, but what is your concern? You're at the
podium. I said I heard what they said. I don't know what they do. I heard what they said. I've heard them say something else before.
I understand. That's what
I'm saying. I heard what they said.
Okay, well, I'm just saying what's been presented today is
Yeah, I've heard what they said. That's all I can say. I heard what they said.
See if we can move along.
Okay, let's go. I want to thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Anyone else like to be heard? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Betsy Farlow. I live at One Henlopen Gardens. Some of you may recognize me. Thousands of years ago, I used to be a reporter for a small community newspaper. Now I'm just a member of the Citizens Coalition and a member of the Children's Beach House. I'm not representing them in any official way. I am representing citizens of Sussex County. I've lived here for 33 years, and this used to be the Shire, and now it's not. The concerns that I have to do, as was previously mentioned, with what might happen in the future. I am not an expert. We cannot hire lawyers. No offense, Mr. Willard. I'm the lady who had the day off, so I was the one who could come. But my concern about the change in zoning, I do not want to see any door left open for any kind of other development other than what is described currently. I am concerned about the wetlands and the streams. It is my understanding that a lot of the regulations in place now are considered insufficient, and that in the next land use plan, they may be changed somewhat. So I wouldn't want us to do sort of a grandfather thing where then in the future we couldn't be more sensitive to the environment. Anybody who speaks on this is taking the risk of sounding like they're against children or horses or therapy or all kinds of good things, which of course we're not against. And that's really not what we're talking about as members of the Citizens Coalition. We're talking about the welfare of the whole county. I was interested to hear about the program. I thought that Molly Esterson and Single Tree Stables also had a program like that, but certainly there is always room for more programs like that. And Mr. Key's offer sounds really generous, amazingly generous, really. That's all I had to say. We are very definitely in support of some of our oldest families in Sussex County who we feel have been pushed aside a long, long time, and I feel like they still feel like they are being shoved aside. We probably need to remember that Del Tech started as a high school for black children, and until 1959, no black child was able to finish high school in Sussex County, but had to go to Dover and attend what is now Del State, which was the only downstate black high school. Not that that's significant to you guys in any specific way, but I think we do need to be sensitive to the needs of all of our citizens.
You said you were concerned about the zoning. You do understand that this is a down zone from what's there now. It's down zone to conditional use.
Mr. Dukes, I am not an expert on this at all.
No, I'm just trying to enlighten you.
I do understand this is a down zoning, but I do not want any kind of way for it to later become developed. Well, what I have seen in the recent past is that there have been plans that have not been implemented exactly the way I understood.
Can you be more specific where the plans are?
Well, there's some...
We do a conditional use. We have stipulations on that site, and that stays with the site. So if they say they're going to put a horse farm here or something, they cannot turn around and develop it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I just want to say that I'm not an expert. I just want to make sure that
you
that's
think that
the case.
You think the horse farm is better than 20 homes?
I didn't say that, Mr.
No, I'm asking you.
No, I don't.
You'd rather have 20 homes there?
I'm just saying that we need to be very sensitive to all the needs.
I understand that, but
and I'm not taking a stand. I'm
okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You said You're speaking about the environment and then stormwater management. You know that's governed by, no matter what our land use plan is, DENRAC controls that, and as their regulations change, you conform. So this land use application here today before us, whatever the regulations are involving stormwater management or environment, DENRAC will address, and that will not change. And the other thing you said was the conditions that were presently before us, you don't want to see it be able to be developed. You heard our legal counsel early on state that we could add conditions to the conditions that would protect that, is what you're saying. Yeah. Understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Griffin.
For anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I am Ornia Kemp, 32303 Jimtown Road, Lewis, Delaware. And I am presenting to you this from our spokesperson. She's unable to attend today because of things, you know, when people work they have to, a job, they have to go to that. Anyway, she has stated in here that she had sent a letter, okay, you got that, right? And asked Vince Robinson, Esquire, whether or not Southern Delaware Therapeutic and
Riding,
House Riding, located at 219 Nassau, Delaware, considered a business. Vince Robinson, the attorney for Sussex County Planning and Zoning, questioned whether STDRHR could conduct a business in an AR1 zone since it is not a family farm. Unfortunately, Mrs. Eccles has yet to receive a response regarding whether or not they may conduct a business in an AR1 zone. More importantly, however, I would appreciate your advising whether or not it is a business, or if so, what type of business? This is what I'm reading from. What?
Understand.
Okay. And she has enclosed documentation, which she believes should be presented. Now, I have some comments from what they said. We got the letter about the recreation, I mean, the thing that they want, horseback riding thing. And I didn't know anything about it until the letter came, but I didn't know that this had ever been approved. It hadn't. I hadn't reached my ears for approval. She said some of the residents had. I hadn't seen it to be approved. And I am familiar with the Prettymans because they on 277, I'm 285A. And I think that from 9 to 9 is a long time. Children make noise, horses winter and everything, because I know about horses too. And some older people need the rest. One day, everybody else is going to get old and they're going to feel the way I do, too. Okay. You know, people say things, and sometimes it's different. And it sort of messes up your trust in mankind. See what I mean? God is the only one really we can trust to know what he's going to say is going to be said and going to be done. Now, this is something I always like to read. Now, in regards to Mr. Key with the Miller thing, the appropriation that he made, it was included, was a passage from the county records indicating all residents had to agree to services offered to the residents of Jimtown. That's what that was about, the lights, the street, and all that stuff. Now, the original letter dated November 18th from Mr. Key with Marine Farm to the residents of Jimtown has been modified in the file documents as planning and zoning. The original letter was signed by Mr. Key and states the following under roadway connections from Marine Farm to Jimtown Road. Delete the 20-lot portion of land with its roadway connection from the Marine Farm committee, thus removing all roadway connection from Marine Farm to Jimtown, and did restrict the property to assume that no residential dwellings will ever be built on the site. We request the state's attorney general's office review the changes to the above referred document to ascertain whether or not laws have been broken and whether or not the rights of the residents of Jimtown have been violated in regard to ordinance number 1770 and planning and zoning county application number CU1678. I'm giving you the highlights because I do have a thing for you all here. It says the Marine Farms proposed conditions indicates the following recreational facilities. It would be tennis courts, swimming pools, community building shall be constructed and open to use by the resident in 2 years of issuance of the first building permit. It should be noted that the facilities did not include any mention of the SDTRHR or any like facility. And then I have all this here. About the wetlands, they all mentioned that. And it says there that the CCJSC opposed the CU1678 application request that is per the document provided by Delarac, dated January 7, 2004, that the Marine Farm applicant provide a judicial and determination to improve the type of wetlands in the opposed site area of the SDTRHR, as well as the wetland on the north side, west side of Gaza Mill Pond. Let me see what else here. Also in Ordinance 1770, finding fact under 3B density was based on gross anchorage per the NRPC zoning. See, I don't read as well as I used to. Sorry about that. My eyes aren't as good either. And I can't read as fast. Okay. It says here that the Ordinance 1770, 4G plus progress should be reviewed as it relates to our application CU1678 under wetlands, nutrient management issues, TMDLS in natural areas, habitat, natural heritage, and endangered species. This area has yet to have Mrs. Karen Bennett, program manager, in natural heritage, endangered species, or any other employee from her agency to walk the property to evaluate the wildlife and plants on a proposed marine farm site. Also, the CCJSC requests a justification by Ms. Connie Howland, State Planning Director, based on state statutes or ordinances stating why the full marine farm application is not being brought up for review again, and not just the portion that is being proposed as a donation by Marine Farm to the SDTRHR. The CCJSC believe that since density was determined by the acreage, their application was based on the MRPC zoning. This application, CU1678, surely changes the site plan and consequently will make Marine Farm incapable of meeting the approved ordinance in number 1770. Any assistance you can provide us in this manner would be greatly appreciated. And if you would leave records open and have a meeting at night so more residents can attend, because 1:30 for people that work are hard to be able to attend, and they are very much concerned.
I believe that's part of the record from the P&Z hearing, Mr. Lang, is that correct?
Part of the record of the documents before you and the half.
We have a copy of
them. We got copies.
You have the copy of it?
Yeah.
Is it in this large?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have all of it.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to be heard?
My name is James White. I'm also a resident of Jimtown Road. I've been sitting, I moved down here about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. I got married. First of all, I want you to know that I'm a deacon of the church. Been a deacon for 50 some years. I married Miss Allen, the spokesman for this Jimtown site. It's my stepdaughter, Rose Allen Gregory. I also have listened to the contractor who was supposed to build all the houses down there. I think it was 630, some houses and all the proposals that he made to the residents there. And after making some of those proposals, we reneged on some of them. Also been up here to city council and listened to some of the things that's been said. And I listened to all these people that have spoken this afternoon. And I find some of the things that were said that I don't find correct. For instance, someone spoke about horses not smelling, this not having an odor. They have two horses. When you put 15 horses in a stall, you're gonna have the odor. Raised on a farm, I have tended horses, tended mules. You have that many horses, and the wind blows and change, you're gonna have odor. Not no 30 feet away, 50 feet away, but it's for. So it's not true that you're not gonna interfere with the residents of the Jimtown Road. First of all, people, more or less, that lives on Jimtown Road are elder people. My wife, she will soon be 80 years old. I'm 83 years old. And the Lord has blessed me to see her birthday just pass in May, 28th of May. And I want you to know that it seems to me that I would bet right now that any one of these people that are sitting here that's for this, and I'm not being against you for that, for what you're doing, I respect that. You wouldn't want it in your neighborhood. You wouldn't want it in your neighborhood, neither one of them. And I think I could say the same thing for city council. Each of you that are sitting here right now, you wouldn't want those horses in your neighborhood because the odor, let me tell you, is outrageous. My wife and I, we went up the highway on Sunday, and we was going up Route 1. But I wonders down because we can get more mileage out of driving with the wonders down and highest gases. And we ran alongside, got up just before you get into Milford, and the odor was so strong, we had to put our wonders up. And this was coming from one of the farms pertaining to horses. Gentlemen, these people have been there and have given their lives to get their property, try to take care of it. And now they have grown into elder age and they want to relax and be like they started out. Each of you that are sitting here, each of you that are sitting here, one day you're gonna get old. If you keep on living, you're gonna get old. And you don't want no one coming in changing things around, such as this. If he's building houses, there wouldn't be no odor. But you bring in a bunch of horses, when you bring that many horses into a place, and whichever way the wind's blowing, that's the way the odor's going. Now, I heard the lady say they're gonna put this manure stuff into whatever pertaining that they're gonna hold it for, dumpsters or whatever. That's not gonna stop it. I was raised on the farm, as I told you. in North Carolina. And we we had 10 mules and about 2 horses. And we couldn't stop it. And you're not going to stop it here. This odor is going to be everywhere. When the wind blows like, as you know, for the last 6 months, we've had nothing but a lot of wind blowing here. And that's going to be odor. Now, some of you sit here maybe say, well, you don't know what he's talking about. Well, I've had the experience. And the Lord has blessed me. And I can say to you, God don't lack ugly. We can get up here and make all kinds of statements and say what's going on and what's going to happen. But some of it you mean and some of it you don't. I've come up through the years and I've seen what have happened to my race of people. And I'm not bringing in race in this. But it's always in our neighborhood where you're doing things. Why don't you put it in somebody else's? Why don't you put it in somebody else's neighborhood? Why do you have to come to the black people and put things in their neighborhood when there's so much land? You know, you got so much land down here around in this county, and you tell me you can't find someplace else to put something? And it doesn't have to be in a residential area. You got property everywhere, all along the highways, everywhere, and you're going to bring it into the black people's.
Sir, I got a question.
Gentlemen?
Sir, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You stood there and said you'd rather see houses here than horses.
Yes, I would.
That's contrary to what your
I'm telling you what I experienced. Mr. Rogers, I'm telling you what I experienced. I've come up with horses. I worked on a farm. I worked on a horse farm down on 13, cleaning stables and what have you, part time, and it's sickening.
Well, I hate to say this, but the cows is on my hands. I shovel it 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
And that's twice a day. I got horses, and the odors you're speaking of, and I was raised on a farm. Now, you don't smell horse manure miles away. In the farm you're speaking of, I would get in a car with you today, and I'll never go against the man of the Lord. But in Melford, that horse farm in Melford you're speaking of, I go by it almost every day. That's correct. It's a harness farm.
It's not in Melford.
You said before you
get to
Milford.
I said before you get to Milford.
North Bound Lane on the right-hand side.
No.
Where's it at then?
No, this is after you pass Milton.
Milton?
After you pass Milton, going down before you get into Milford, it's on the left side.
That's correct. Same one I was speaking of.
It's right on the right side, on the left side.
I'm going north.
And if you say it don't smell, I get in the car with you any windy day, and we arrive there, and if you don't smell nothing, I'll give you $100. But if we do smell something, you give me $100.
May I suggest we just allow Mr. White to make his statement?
Yeah, we'll make your statement that it smells, but I disagree.
Yes, it smells.
But anyway, do you have anything else to say besides the smell?
I wasn't done, but you interrupt.
Go ahead, finish up.
I was contented. But all I'm saying is, why can't you leave these people at rest? Now, when I got married and moved down here, I sold my home up Wilmington and come down here and live with my wife. Now, she has her property, she had rental property, and she had, her son has property, her daughters has property, all on Jimtown Road. Her cousins have property. More or less, I would say 75% of Jimtown Road is owned by the Allen family.
You said you've been here 4 years.
I've been down here about 4 years, yes.
That farm has been here for 15. These horses have been on. Did the stench when you came down here bother you at that point in time?
You didn't have 15 horses.
They got them across the street from
you. I've been to both places. You don't have 15 horses. And out to the inside, out to Freeman Road out there to farm, they don't have 15 horses.
Whose farm are you speaking of now?
At the end of Jimtown Road, Robson Road, across the street.
We're talking on the other end that's closer to you.
And on around the Beaver Dam Road, where these people are now, they don't have 15 horses.
I beg to differ. They have over 20 horses.
Most of the farmers down here now have tractors and tractors.
There's more than 20 horses there, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. White.
Anyway, as I was saying, you keep interrupting me, but I didn't hear you interrupting me.
I have a question. I want to get my point across to you that what you're saying is not
Let me finish.
I think you should let me finish what I have to say.
I have the right to interrupt you, sir, and I did, okay? Okay. Let's continue. No,
that's it.
Thank you for speaking. Mr. Griffith.
Anyone else wish to be heard regarding this application? Let the record show.
I would like to say, Mr. Griffin, just for the record, I wasn't going to say anything, but when he said, how would you like in your backyard, it reminded me that I do have horses in my backyard. I've got three within probably less than a quarter of a mile, and I've got five more within a half a mile, and the wind blows in all four directions, and I have never, since I've lived there, and I've lived there for more years than I want to admit, I've never smelled them. And I was raised on a horse farm. I was raised on a farm, so I know what smells like. But I cannot agree that odor comes from the horses.
Mr. Griffin, go ahead.
Everybody, planning and zoning is deferred on this. Is that correct, Mr. Lank?
That's correct.
And they'll be considering this on Thursday night?
It's on the agenda for old business. Whether they act is up to the commission.
Then we need a motion to defer here.
I make a motion we close the record and defer on CZ 1607 and 1678. I believe that's the two. Close the record on both of them.
I have a motion by Mr. Dukes to defer and close the record on change of zone request 1607, that of Marine Farm, and CU 1670, that also the Marine Farm. One's a down zoning, one's for conditional use. Questions, gentlemen? I request a second.
What's that, second?
Yeah. Second for Mr. Cole.
I don't mean
the record show Mr. Jones out of the room. We can vote with three personnel, though. Call for the question. If not, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I want to disclose that I did have a horse. I sold my horse. Best thing that ever happened to that horse. The horse is a lot better off. But I did have a horse.
Mr. Cole votes yes. The record shows Mr. Phil,
we all have two.
Mr. Jones is out of the room. Mr. Dukes.
I've had several horses, and
they left on their own accord. They left your house on their own accord, though.
Oh, yeah,
I sold them. Okay. They wandered that next.
My horse was better off, too, when I got rid of him. My vote is yes to defer.
My vote is yes to defer also.
And he's got horses.
I've got horses. Do I get to vote?
We're just wondering why.
Thank you, folks. We'll continue on. Not done yet.
The next application, Mr. Lank, could you give us a report on 1651?
Let's give them a couple seconds here, folks. We'll get
them. I'll make an issue of it, too.
Jones went to see a man about a horse.
A horse of another color.
Another color, yeah, that was an issue too, wasn't it?
Initial use number 1651 is the application of Jeff Hamer and Oasis Property Development LLC. It is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for single-family detached condominiums, proposing 32 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.21 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 273, also known as Country Club Road, 220 feet north of the entrance to Three Seasons Camping Resort. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 11th of 2006. As I forward or continue with my report, I will pass down these copies for the members. It's a booklet provided by the applicant for the record. The same basic exhibit book was provided to the commission for the commission's public hearing. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, also State Planning Coordination. They are all a part of my report printed before you and are a part of the record. Curtis Ricketts was present on behalf of Oasis Property Development, LLC, along with Jim Fuqua, attorney, and John Murray of the Kircher Engineering Incorporated, who gave presentations